Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlight, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, we heard these words prophesied before, and if you've been watching VFN TV, you saw us talk about them, but now we're beginning to see these words of John Paul Jackson coming to pass on a mass scale. As a matter of fact, when I think about what you're beginning to see take place in America, where you're seeing Dallas and the crazy things that happened to the officers there, the massacre of the officers in the streets of Dallas, and the tensions are rising, and then the ambush of the officers in Baton Rouge, tensions are rising. But what was prophesied about this day by John Paul Jackson about riots are coming to America? Let's go there now.
So, what kind of things do you see happening over the next, say, 2012?
Riots are coming. Riots in the streets are coming. And if we're not careful, shortly after the next election, the anger will mount so much that we'll end up having martial law declared. And there are six cities in the United States that, and there may be more than six, but I have seen six cities in the United States where martial law was declared.
And where did you
loss
see
of
that?
Life, loss of life was taking place. So you see Detroit, you see Los Angeles, you see New York, you see Atlanta, you see here in Dallas. Surprisingly, and then there's one other mystery city that I saw, but I don't know the name of the city. And that our freedoms are going to grow smaller and smaller as these type of things start to increase. The financial issues are going to get much worse. The euro is going to end up collapsing, and the dollar will not be far behind it. It'll be a matter of weeks before the dollar ends up following suit with that.
So people need to get out of debt.
People need to get out of debt. They need to get things paid off. They need to get. But the key is you would need to get in right relationship. If you're close to God, you'll hear what he has to say.
So you're looking at this. These words are beginning to come to pass. They're beginning to come to pass. And we've got to understand, he says in Amos chapter 3, verse 7, he says that he does not do anything without revealing it through his prophets first. It's so important. And he did. God has been speaking about this. He's been showing it. And we're going to be sharing these words today and seeing how this is coming. And at the very end of the program, we're going to talk specifically about when will this stop? What will stop all these things from happening? Because God tells us what we need to do for these things to stop. He tells us. And so make sure you stay the whole program, because we're going to share what God said prophetically about what is going to take place, what we actually need to do. Now, this financial collapse that he was just speaking about just a moment ago, we're seeing these things take place. You saw the Brexit, where you see Britain pulling out of the European Union. They're talking about that's going to bring on a financial collapse. They say if other countries in the European Union start taking a vote, that they'll actually vote to come out as well. Well, let's take a look right now at what it looks like when a financial collapse happens. Understand, it doesn't matter how much oil you have. It doesn't matter how many things you have, because Venezuela has the greatest amount of the oil reserves, I believe, in the world. But yet, here they are suffering financial collapse. Let's see what it looks like, Venezuela now.
In Venezuela, the economic crisis is getting even worse. And critics say it's a testament to the damage socialism can do to a nation. Dale Hurd has a story.
There are lines, and then there are lines in Venezuela. Its economy in ruins. The average Venezuelan shopper now spends almost 10 hours a week just waiting to buy food.
From 4 o'clock in the morning, I've been standing here in line. I have number 900. 900! This is my ID card. I'm Venezuelan. There is no food. There is nothing.
This is a nation on the verge of total societal collapse. Food riots are increasing. More people are murdered in Caracas than in any city outside of a declared war zone. And with food trucks being hijacked and stores looted, President Nicolas Maduro has now put the army in charge of the food supply chain. Many Venezuelans are slowly starving. Kelly Vegas has lost 30 pounds, making sure her daughter eats before she does.
Right now, we eat only 2 meals a day. If we eat breakfast, we don't have lunch. If we have lunch, there is no dinner.
Across the country, kitchen cupboards are empty. And with inflation expected to hit 720% this year, it doesn't pay for low-wage employees to even show up for work. Until a few days ago, the government was forced to implement rolling 4-hour blackouts to save power. and a two-day work week for government employees. This in a nation with the world's largest proven oil reserves. But years of mismanagement under a socialist government have brought a significant chunk of the nation's energy sector to a halt. When oil prices were high, former President Hugo Chavez threw around huge sums of cash to fund a socialist movement across Latin America. When his successor was forced to throw open the border with Colombia this week so that desperate Venezuelans could search for food, you would have thought it was the fall of the Iron Curtain. Javier Gutierrez said, "I came here to buy rice, sugar, milk, medicine, and whatever else we can get, because we already don't have anything to eat. We're starving." This week, U.S. company Kimberly-Clark finally had enough of the economic chaos and closed its factory in Caracas. Citibank has also closed the account the Venezuelan government used to make international payments. President Maduro is calling it a U.S. plot against him. It's unclear whether Maduro is on borrowed time. Most Venezuelans want him out. A referendum campaign against him has huge momentum, but Maduro still controls most of the levers of power. Dale Hurd, CBS.
Some of the financial advisors are saying that this is what's coming to the world, not just to Venezuela. They're not only talking about managing finance. They said, we don't even talk about that anymore right now. We're actually talking about how we're going to handle these kind of crises taking place in every country of the world as business is maxed out, as finance is maxed out. I mean, the world is being prepared for a shift. And God says he lets us know before something happens. We want to pray it doesn't happen, but the wills have been put in motion. We have people making shifts, as we talked about, you know, with the three amigos and what's happening. We'll talk about a little bit later in the program how they're working on potentially having one currency for Canada, for America, for Mexico. All of a sudden, we're one economy. Some pretty wild things are going. But listen, God talked about it. Remember, let's go back and listen one more time to what John Paul Jackson prophesied about the financial reality of Europe, the euro, and then what would happen to the dollar after that. Let's take a look.
He said, begin to watch the European community. He said, because I'm going to trouble the waters in Europe, and the euro is going to start to fall, and it will weaken, and it will crumble. And he said, and then shortly after that, your dollar will follow.
Shortly after that, your dollar will follow. Listen to Brexit. When Britain left the European Union, that was a major contributor to the European Union. They were stable. Germany's getting upset now by having to pay the bills for these other countries who are basically socialist countries that are living off the government. And if they don't make enough money in their government, the European Union money-making countries are having to pay for those bills for the other country. Eventually, people just say, I'm not going to do this anymore. Well, that day's coming. We're looking at the potential crisis being very, very soon for the European dollar going down, the euro going down, and it says the dollar will follow right behind it. One of the prophetic words by David Wilkerson was, when you start seeing the dominoes fall in Europe, they'll keep coming all the way around. They'll go through different countries. They'll come back up through Mexico. I mean, you're looking at Venezuela right here. They'll come through Mexico, and all of a sudden in America, they'll declare a bank holiday. A bank holiday means this. They close the doors on the bank. You can't get your money, and it stays a holiday until they figure out what they're going to do about it. This is what's being prophesied about what's coming to America.
Isn't it amazing, Steve, that these prophetic words that we had heard John Paul Jackson give, and this thing about prophecy, it's kind of a lonely place when you first start losing the word, because the first thing people do when you talk to them, they're like, okay, anyway, what time is the game start?
Moving on.
And what time does the Saints play today? You know what I'm saying? Things like that, and it's like, you got to hold on, because God is letting us know in advance what's going to happen before it happens, and you have to understand you're just obeying God. Give the word. It's sad though to see how long it takes, and people don't even respond to what God is saying. He's speaking nonstop, and in that, he's still giving us four more months.
Four more months
to respond. We're going to have that soon for you. It's a powerful word given by Pastor John Kilpatrick of Church of His Presence, but it was just a prophetic encounter with God in this dream. And good things are going to be happening for the kingdom of God and the church, but the kingdoms of this world come and go.
Yeah.
And God's kingdom is forever, but you're looking at so many things being fulfilled, and you're looking at Venezuela. It's like, do we even connect to that? Do we even remember? When you talk to people, Do you even remember the feeling that you felt when you saw San Bernardino, where the the radical jihadists, a terrorist, are shooting up fellow coworkers that they worked with, I think, for about 5 years?
Yeah.
Or for the radical jihadist terrorist that was in Orlando that shot many people but killed 49 people in Orlando.
Yeah.
Or the officers that were massacred in the streets of Dallas who were there protecting the citizens. Or the officers that were just ambushed in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and murdered. And to listen to grown folk, you know this to be true, right? And that's what we hear often. You know this to be true. Shooting officers, killing officers, why aren't we compassionate about that? Why don't we care about the loss of life in Orlando, the care about the loss of life of citizens that are being pulled over for traffic stops, or care about the loss of life of the officers in Baton Rouge? You know, we know this to be true, that we should be worried about that. We should be concerned about that. And God is saying specifically and telling us that there's a financial collapse coming. This is what was just said. You got to hear this. This is wild. Somebody says, well, I just need to turn, if I turn my money that I have into gold, then everything's going to be all right. This is how high on the hog, or how great a life that Americans are living. If America gathered all the gold in the world, I mean, and America had it.
Yeah.
This is what was reported. There's not enough gold in the world right now to be able to sustain the lifestyle that Americans live today. I mean, all the gold in the world would not sustain, because it's no longer tied to the dollar.
Yeah.
Think about that. What does that mean? People who have any intelligence in the financial arena, they're making arrangements right now to be able to handle this financial collapse. They know that people are going to be coming, and they're going to put guards on trucks. We'll talk about that.
Food trucks.
And just how to grow food. I mean, the economy is shifting. We'll be talking about soon about BRICS, which is where this whole other economy outside of America was established, and China is using it, just like Michael Badia prophesied in a prophetic dream. He had a prophetic dream that China and Russia and North Korea would make a covenant, a pact against the American dollar. And it's happening.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, when they pull the rug out from under the dollar, you go straight from – it's like the financial collapse of the Soviet Union when Russia fell.
The rubles.
Well, it was nothing. Yeah. They were just like – it didn't mean anything. Or like the Weimar Republic.
Mm-hmm.
They said they had to pay – this is what's happening in Venezuela right now. They're saying that they're cutting back the work. It doesn't matter if you work anyway. The electricity is being cut back. When you don't have the money to pay things as a nation, as a country, as an individual – you know, it's a whole different world.
Yeah.
It's a whole different ball of wax. And we're beginning to see that take place. And the one thing we've been saying is prepare for it. You need to prepare for it. It's going to be the greatest days for the kingdom of God, because if you have at all been talking to someone about the Lord and the kingdom of God, you know, we'll be having a meeting, a program coming up soon. It will happen in Pensacola, Florida, at the City Hall meeting, where they brought in a disciple of Satan and gave the city over to him for a period of time, and we're going to throw the Christians out.
Yeah.
And just some crazy things are taking place right now. And so we want to be able to begin to think about, you know, what do we need to do as Christians? Well, this is going to be a great time, because people aren't listening under these great conditions when we're living higher than the value of gold on the face of the earth. But when difficult times hit, when crisis hits, when trouble hits, guess what? People start looking.
People begin
up
to listen.
When you're on your back, the only place you got to look
is up,
right?
Yeah, and to me, it's like you look at the mercies of a prophetic word and just how God is speaking to us and been warning us for years. And as God has been making known, it's just like you can turn to God. We can listen to what God is saying. When we hear these words, when God is revealing things and making it known, we don't have to wait until the very reports that you're hearing from other parts of the world is your neighborhood. And for so long, it's just like, you know, I think about what we've talked about before, is to not get fatigued. Like you're saying, you're talking about
compassion fatigue.
Yeah. Yes. You're talking about San Bernardino and Orlando and many of the other tragedies that have happened. I think back in the first time that we saw the tragedies of what was happening around the world, when they began to broadcast what was happening in Vietnam, and people were just undone, just torn apart, just thinking about this is actually happening. And now we've become so inundated with these with media.
Embedded reporters.
Exactly. And it's
everybody's
just like,
an embedded reporter.
We just flipped a channel. And it's just like, these are human beings, and we have to be compassionate to see this is happening to so many people.
Yeah, I mean, you saw the tragedy in France with another radical jihadist terrorist.
Mm-hmm.
It was just running over people, and we'll have more on that coming up in a future program. And just destroying people's lives and bodies. But people were just immediately grabbing their phones and running video of it while they're watching right beside them. They're hearing the snapping of bones of the people that were walking beside us. Like we're disconnected. And it's going to get – we've got some difficult days ahead, some very difficult days ahead. And I'm going to talk about in this program what God said about when that will be, what can stop this. There's something that can stop this. We are looking at prophetic words by John Paul Jackson. We're seeing them come to pass,
and we can prepare
for them. If you haven't yet signed up for the Torch newsletter, you need to do it. I mean, in this newsletter, you're going to be constantly informed, so you can get the information you can watch the program ever how you want to watch it. But also, as a free gift for signing up for the Torch, we give you prudent preparation. Prudent preparation is so important because the Word of God says, a prudent man sees danger and prepares for it, but a fool keeps going and suffers for it. On an earlier program, when we talked about Turkey, everybody, it seemed like in Turkey, had a whole different narrative of why things were happening the way they were happening. But nobody realized every narrative ended up the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Radical Islam is now over our nation, and something worse and more harsh is coming after it. And I think sometimes we just tell ourselves bedtime stories so that we can go to sleep.
That's right. We have to recognize our own reality.
It's just like, I understand. If you want to believe that's fine, but you're not thinking I'm believing that, do you? And it's like, it's amazing what takes place. And God says he will let us know. And don't forget, at the end of this program, we're going to talk about what God says, the key to stopping all this calamity.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a definite thing. You know, so many people, if you look back on the Word of God and just look at in general anywhere, but just look at the Word of God, the enemy would always come up and make some violent threat. And he would say, I'm going to feed you to my dogs, and we're going to take over your kingdom, and you know, you're going to be our servants forever, and we're going to take your women. And then you can either at that point begin to cry, begin to sell your property and buy some beans and some gold, or you can stand up like Jehoshaphat, go to God, seek the Lord, and find out how to position yourself to hear from God and do what God says, because these teams that win basketball games, these soldiers who take, you know, territory, they just don't give up. They just keep pushing. The difference between success and failure quite often is 5 more minutes. And understand, you have an opportunity to listen to the devil and what their threats that they're making and believe in them and arrange your life accordingly. You can say, you know what? I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. I'm not going to believe what the enemy is saying. And God, I'm going to tell you today what God said specifically, what will stop this. And we're watching these things get worse and worse. But you know what? There's a secret to stopping this. We'll talk about it. But first, let's talk about the prophetic word given by John Paul Jackson about a drought in the lower part, the southern part of America. Let's take a look now.
Drought is going to continue to escalate in the lower half of the United States. So much so that just as it says in Revelation chapter 6, a loaf of bread, there may be bread, but what it's going to cost you will be enormous. So much so that they will have to put guards on trucks to keep trucks from being robbed for their food.
You think about that, you know, sometimes we don't think dimensionally about things. Sometimes we would hear that and go, I'm not going to have no food. But then if you think dimensionally, all the different things about it, for example, my neighbor's not going to have no food. Mm-hmm. That guy that somehow survives off some mysterious way, he's not going to have no food.
Mm-hmm.
That gang is not going to have no food. There's not going to be food in the shelves. There's not going to be food coming from the ground. People, this is what one thing that was said about a movie that was a documentary done on the History Channel. I forget the name of this particular documentary.
After Armageddon.
Yeah, After Armageddon, talking about what it would be like when things shut down for a while. And they said that rich people are nice until they're not rich anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about that. Rich people are nice until they're not rich anymore. Of course, most Americans, you hear the people go, I'm not rich. But it's because you haven't traveled. We're the richest country on the face of the earth. Our poorest person out of the 7+ billion people on the face of the earth, our poorest person, I mean, the poorest is richer than 70+%
of the world
population, the whole world's population. We're rich. We're rich. Listen, all the gold in the world is reported that if America got all the gold in the world and everything collapsed, said, we'll just live off gold. We could not live at the lifestyle that we're living now. That's how high of a lifestyle that's being led. Now, what does it look like then? Well, it looks like Venezuela. I mean, he said they're going to have to position guards on the food trucks because they're going to rob the food trucks. When you look at Colombia, when Venezuela opened the borders to Colombia, they ran over those borders. Let's take a look now at a different viewpoint. This is what America will look like if we don't do what God says we need to do. We're going to talk about it at the end. But we're seeing these things come to pass. Let's take a look.
There are lines, and then there are lines in Venezuela. Its economy in ruins. The average Venezuelan shopper now spends almost 10 hours a week just waiting to buy food.
From 4 o'clock in the morning, I've been standing here in line. I have number 900. 900! This is my ID card. I'm Venezuelan. There is no food. There is nothing.
This is a nation on the verge of total societal collapse. Food riots are increasing. More people are murdered in Caracas than in any city outside of a declared war zone. And with food trucks being hijacked and stores looted, President Nicolas Maduro has now put the army in charge of the food supply chain. Many Venezuelans are slowly starving.
So you're looking at that's what that prophetic word looks like. The economies are shifting. The wind is shifting. Everything is shifting east. You know, people have theories about that. They say it goes east for a while, then west for a while. Either way, we're in the west and it's going east. And you're looking at all of a sudden overnight, because right now everybody has to turn their money, no matter what it is, rubies or whatever, into dollars to be able to buy oil. They have to do that. And so all of a sudden we can print as much money as we want to because they have to turn their money into our money. What happens if we have to use dollars to turn our dollars into krona, our dollars into rubies, and all of a sudden it takes us $20,000 to get one krona?
Yeah.
That's the way it is for them when things get bad. But we actually have had to hire the main currency. Everybody has to turn their money into our money to buy money. That's why you saw Saddam Hussein, when they caught him down in this foxhole, he had cases of money in there with him.
That's the same thing in the palaces. He had pallets of American dollars.
And, you know, at first I thought, here you were dogging America out and you had American money. But the truth was, even he could not use his money and buy oil without converting it to dollars first.
And that's the thing. It's just like it's so easy. And it's as we're talking about this, I think about Sister Dynamo Mika, who testified in Congress. She said, you know, we watched ISIS on the news, but we didn't realize that all of a sudden one day they would be in our house. And it's just like you're watching these reports going on around the world. And how much of a different perspective if all of a sudden you see those streets lined with rioters? That's your street. When all of a sudden, like you're saying, there's no food, there's no groceries. That's your grocery store where the receipt was that you purchased groceries last week. It has no food and no.
Forget about ISIS. Now you got Bobby. He ain't ever worked a day in his life.
Exactly.
And he's hungry.
And now there's no food.
You know he eats a lot.
And there's no food coming next week. So it's like getting that perspective of just like the mercies of God that we can respond now instead of just saying, oh my goodness, it's happening.
Right. And we're going to talk about what we can do to stop it. We're going to talk about what we can do to stop it. I know that, you know, in this prophetic vision the Lord gave me, this night vision, I was sitting in this particular place and I was watching all these people in these little office pods. What do you call those things?
Cubicles.
Cubicles. And they all had these computers and they were taking all the data on everyone. Everybody had their own cubicle and they had their own little bulletin board inside their cubicle. And they were gathering like social security numbers, date of birth, I mean, all the stuff that you're putting on your mobile devices and your computers. By the way, if you don't have a computer, you go, listen, I don't trust that kind of stuff. I just do it all myself. By the way, when you do it yourself and you go to the store and you tell them, everything you tell them, they put it in a computer. I mean, everything's going in a computer. And then all of a sudden, it came over me. I knew what was happening with all this data gathering. That this was setting up for the beast economy where God talks about it in his word. He says in Revelations chapter 13 or 12,
chapter 13,
he says that there will be a beast economy. And so I got up in this vision, and I got on my whiteboard because they wouldn't let you talk to anybody. And I started to write on this board, and this is what I wrote. You can see it right here. I wrote this. And the number of his name was 666. I mean, we're in those days right now. And I was just, you know, spending a time in a prayer community just recently, and I'm reading the book of Revelation. And you hear people talking about, what's the big deal about taking the mark? It's not that big. You know, God will forgive you for that. It's not a big deal. Listen, he says mm-hmm. in the word that people who take the mark will be tormented and tortured forever,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the presence of the angels. Of course, there is one opportunity that they, people have to repent. But, you know, while you have boiling sores, everything's falling apart. If you won't repent now in the lap of luxury, do you mm-hmm. really think you're going to repent under those moments in time? And it's like this thing is happening, and it's happening quickly. And he said, these days take wisdom. They take wisdom. And this data is being gathered. We had a particular program. I can't think of the name of the program. Maybe you know it. Where, you know, we talked about Watson and how people have these relationships with their computers and their operating systems. And we have one of our interns who was just mesmerized by it. As a matter of fact, he was just could not get his eyes off of it. And we had to let him know it's just a computer. It's not a person. And so, I mean, people are just led by their by this imagination of that it's a computer. And it's not as a human being. It's not a human being. But they get all this data in there, and it begins. What's the name of the program? Mm-hmm.
Man falls in love with computer operating system, deceitfully drains of all he has, dumps him, and others only know its quest for more of the knowledge of God, how he created human beings to be. Are computers taking over? Are you turning to computers for relationship? Don't miss this powerful and shocking program.
And we're not talking about one of our interns. We're actually talking about what happened on the right. I mean, it was mesmerizing. Watching the intern was more as mesmerizing, which confirmed it all. But you
it's
know,
happening.
And Johnny Foote, you know, he moves prophetically. He prophesied about the beast economy kicking in. When we get back from this break, we're going to be listening to what they call the Three Amigos, which is the Prime Minister Trudeau of Canada, President Barack Obama, and the President of Mexico. Mm-hmm. Came together calling the Three Amigos. Is the Amero about to kick in? All of a sudden, the dollar's gone. Mm-hmm. The Canadian dollar's gone, and the peso mm-hmm. is gone, and we're left with one currency. Things are totally being set up. We're going to go listen to this word. This is a word given by John Paul Jackson, prophesying specifically mm-hmm. about the Amero, where all of a sudden the economies begin to fall and shift around the world. We're seeing that take place right now. But then Canada and
Mexico
and America would have one currency. You think that doesn't make sense? Well, all of a sudden, when our dollar's not worth nothing, we're open to all kinds of ideas. As a matter of fact, let's listen now to John Paul Jackson.
We're going to see the dollar collapse. We're going to see a new American currency. We're going to see a new global currency. We're going to see a new one world currency. We're going to see a new one world order. We're going to see a whole different economic structure set up between Mexico, Canada, and the United States. We're going to see a whole new structure set up with the European Economic Community. We're going to see a whole new thing that's going to be going. The United Nations is going to get stronger. The EU is going to be getting stronger.
So you're looking at right now, they're calling the Three Amigos, the Business Insider's reporting. They met together on June the 29th, 2016, U.S. President Barack Obama, Mexican President Nieto, and the Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. They call them the Three Amigos coming mm-hmm. together. I mean, who would know better about the crisis that's coming and the financial crisis? And you're looking at, I mean, think about this. Hillary Clinton's daughter got married at George Soros's daughter's house.
Mm-hmm.
George Soros was the one that has made money off the collapse of
economies.
National economy.
The
easing. We talked about that before on the program. The easing down of economies. I mean, they're watching this thing, and they're planning on seeing this thing crash. They ran it to the mm-hmm. hilt. They doubled it. It was terrible when George W. Bush had it. But now under Barack Obama, it's doubled, mm-hmm. like $20 trillion. And we're about to watch this thing crash. And what we're going to start seeing, we'll start seeing what we saw in Venezuela. We're going to start seeing those things take place. You know, and we need to prepare. You need to prepare for 90 days at least of food and water and things that you can just relax a little bit, wait for things to settle. Because mm-hmm. most people live week to week.
Yeah.
I mean, week to week, which means if next week doesn't happen, i.e. they get a paycheck or they get an unemployment check or if something's not on the store shelf, they don't have a plan beyond that. And we had some benefits of watching hurricanes take place, 5 in 1 year, and we saw a catastrophe where we lost everything. One man, you know, you could have a huge paycheck, but there was no banks to cash his paycheck at. We had a man that put his baby in a bassinet while he was working on some other things, and they found out that because ants were looking for a place too for water, they crawled up in the bassinet and bit his baby all over his body, a small infant child. We had other people that just saw their homes totally devastated. All they had was a slab left. I mean, when you see these moments and that you think to yourself, you think, there's no options here. There's no place to go. You can't order something from Amazon. You can't go to Walmart. You can't go to Costco. You can't go to Sam's. You can't go to these different things. And all you have to do now is prepare for those 90 days. I mean, maybe it's not a financial collapse. It looks like every bit of it's going to happen. It just the outs. I mean, if you didn't even know anything, if God wasn't even telling us this, it's obvious when you make $100 a week in income, but you're spending $1 million a week, it's only going to last for so long.
Yeah.
I mean, things are going to come together. But I remember, because this is a question that John Paul Jackson was asking God too, because these things are just continuing, they're escalating, riots in the streets. As a matter of fact, we missed a particular prophetic word about riots in the street. Listen to 2562, what he says about riots in the streets.
What kind of things do you see happening over the next, say, 2012?
Riots are coming. Riots in the streets are coming. And if we're not careful, shortly after the next election, the anger will mount so much that we'll end up having martial law declared. And there are six cities in the United States that, and there may be more than six, but I have seen six cities in the United States where martial law was declared.
And where did you
loss
see
of
that?
Life, loss of life was taking place. So you see Detroit, you see Los Angeles, you see New York, you see Atlanta, you see here in Dallas. Surprisingly, and then there's one other mystery city that I saw, but I don't know the name of the city.
So you're looking at these cities that they're talking about right here that we're starting to see why. I mean, look at Dallas. You know, these officers were massacred in the streets. I mean, people are going to be, you know, the day of rage and these things they're talking about. What do we need to do to stop all this? Well, that's exactly what John Paul Jackson asked God, and this is what the Lord said. Let's take a look.
I'm going, oh my goodness, Lord. He said, my people are going to cry out to me. I said, when? And he says, it will keep getting darker until they do. It will keep getting darker until they do.
It'll keep getting darker until we turn back to God. Mm. You see, the world is not the problem here. It's the people who profess to be followers of Jesus Christ. It's God's people who have gone astray. He says, when I send these disasters against you, when I... you know, shut up the heavens so there's no rain and drought comes and locust comes and devours your economy, your crop, or whatever you want to say. That's the part that comes before the scripture that says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven and I'll heal America. This stuff is going to just continue to build, but it can stop. It's not a given thing. We don't have to just give into it. We can say, God, what do you want? And he says, repent. That's what he says.
Yeah.
Stop with all the religion. Stop with telling yourself things that are not true. Get in God's word. Become a disciple of Jesus Christ. Find out what he says. Do what he says. If you find out his sin, just ask him to forgive you. God does two things with sin. He forgives it when we repent and say, God, that's sin. God, forgive me. Or he visits it. God is about to visit the sin of America. We've got to repent. We've got to turn to him. He will forgive us if we cry out to him and we turn to him. But it's going to continue to build. It's going to get worse until we cry out to God. And according to Dutch Sheets, he said he heard from the Lord. They said, God said, I need America. America, I need America to get the world to turn. What does that mean? He's going to deal with America. He says, Word of God says, consider hardship as discipline. When you start seeing things fall to pieces, it's not over. That's just God saying, a good father saying, you're going to listen to me. He says he shakes the earth to teach its inhabitants righteousness. That's what's going on right now. I want the stuff to stop. We either complain to Washington, or we can yell at people and blame other people. We can say, God, it is me. I've sinned. I've fallen short. God, forgive me for my sin. And he does forgive. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, we love you. We thank you for speaking to us. We thank you for John Paul Jackson's life and his ministry and these prophetic words that he wrote down, made available, that we can share them with the world today. We pray, God, that you would stop the discipline, but you would touch our hearts, that we would turn back to you, God. Give us a heart to obey you, not to go astray, God. Break this religion off of us, God, where we're just talking religion, walking religion, but we're not in right relationship with you. God, forgive us, God. We've sinned against you. We sinned against others. Forgive us, Lord. Restore us, God. Dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third grade awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.